Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Greetings and welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly broadcast detailing financial guidance on how to help you be a little bit more knowledgeable about the financial world around you. This is Lisa Waterman. I'm the CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, an investment advisory firm based here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And of course, just for the record, I do regularly invest for folks, but I'm also a certified financial planner. So much of what happens in the financial world has to do with titling. It has to do with how you're handling your assets, not necessarily if you chose the right stock or not to make it big. In today's show, in fact, we're going to be changing it up a little bit and not necessarily talking about some ways to save you money maybe, but it's how not to lose money by getting scammed. Today, we have back a great guest, Roy Stuckey, who is with the Indiana State Police Department and an expert in the area of financial crimes, and he does work out of the FBI office here in Fort Wayne. Well, welcome back to the show, Roy. It's great to have you back. For our listeners, tell us a little bit about your background and your work.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me. I've been with the Indiana State Police for 23 years. In the last 9 years, I've been a detective and assigned to the FBI Financial Crimes Unit here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I work out of the FBI office.
Great. Well, you certainly have a lot of expertise that we're going to be calling on in today's show. Great to have you. You've been here before and you have so much information about some of the different stuff that goes on. And we've had so many different issues come up with scammers time and time again. It won't be long and we're all going to be filing our taxes. That's a big one. So tell me about the IRS and some of the scams going on associated with the IRS.
The big one is the IRS calling you and saying you owe them money or you're over or you have a penalty or something like that. And the biggest thing people need to realize is the IRS will not call you. They do not call you on the telephone. They do not demand a payment. You'll receive, if you are in trouble with the IRS, you'll receive something through the mail and through correspondence that way.
It's huge, huge, huge. The IRS will never telephone you on the phone and say, you owe money. That's very important. Relay that to everybody you know in your life. When we talk about the IRS, I've also, and thank God I've never been arrested in my life, but I have been receiving regular calls about that if I don't call them, I'm going to get arrested. What's that all about?
Absolutely. That's a big scam that's going around, and it seems like that runs in cycles. I'm not sure how that really occurs, but we'll see an increase in a lot of those type of complaints where somebody will call you, demand that you owe them money. They could say they're from a local police department or the sheriff's department and say you have a warrant out for your arrest, but because you owe money or something like that. And that if you pay this money, then we can take care of this warrant. That typically does not happen. And if you have a question about it, just say thank you for the notification, hang up, and then you can call your local police department. They can tell you if you have a warrant for your arrest or not.
Wow. I never called, so I never really knew what the process was there. So that's interesting. We've been hearing a lot more about different things that are happening in our everyday kind of lives, right? With skimming devices. Most of our listeners probably don't even know what a skimming device is. Tell us about what's happening with skimming and what's that?
Yes, that's a device is placed on a gas pump or an ATM machine that collects your debit or credit card information. The fraudsters will come by and gather that information after it's been placed on a device for a couple of days. And next thing you know, a couple months down the road, you'll look at your bank account or your debit transactions and you'll start seeing cash withdrawals in large amounts, usually the max, which is $250 or up to $500 before the bank can be aware of it. Then they will eventually shut your card down but you're out that 250 or that 500. These devices are very difficult to spot. More than likely, you wouldn't know that it was placed on an ATM or a gas pump. They're inside the card reader. You know, I think a lot of us are used to looking at the outside of those types of machines. These are things that are placed on the inside. Now, on the ATM machines, to where they try to get your debit card number, there's also a camera associated with it. These cameras are very difficult to find. They're usually manufactured to look like a piece of the ATM. The best thing you do to protect yourself is to cover up your PIN number. If you're entering your PIN number, put your hand over it or below it or above it, where depending on where the keypad is on your different style of ATM.
And so this is a whole different level of sophistication, right? So you're not, I know we were chatting about this, you're not trying to protect it because somebody is standing behind you. There is a camera somewhere on the machine that now you're trying to make it like cover up with your left hand, enter it with your right, so it can't see your key input.
Absolutely. They can't use your debit card number unless they have your PIN number. So somebody has to capture you entering your PIN number, and that's where those cameras come in. So they've already captured your debit card number simply by you sliding your card into the ATM slot. So they have your debit card number, but they can't do anything with that as far as a cash withdrawal until they have your PIN number. And then that's what they want to do is make the cash withdrawal.
And you're listening to Roy Stuckey with the Indiana State Police Department here on Financially Speaking with Lisa. And this is happening in northern Indiana right
now. This is currently happening. Yes, this is it's a big thing, trend that is happening. And the public can help us out tremendously. If you pull up to an ATM and you see somebody that is sitting at an ATM machine for an extended period of time, that usually doesn't happen. And they run several cards through. You see them card after card after card. That's not normal. Call the local police or dial 911 and say, tell them what you've got, because that really needs to be checked out. That's a huge crime going through this area right now. It's affected everybody, and we'll end up paying for it in the end as consumers, because the bank's out the money and they have to pass that along to somebody else.
Yeah. Something too, talking about debit cards, part of this show is to help not only identify scams before they happen, but to protect yourself. And one of the things, sometimes we can all make mistakes and you ordered something off an erroneous website. One of the things that I strongly suggest people do is use a credit card, not a debit card.
Absolutely. The protections are built into the credit cards. If you make a purchase online, you're protected by the credit card company.
Okay. This is Lisa Waterman, and I am your host for Financially Speaking with Lisa, weekly broadcast here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. When we come back, we're going to detail a few more of these scams and how you can be vigilant in identifying them before they happen. We'll be right back.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Collier's Comfort Services in ASEAN. Sign up for Collier's Home Savers Club and savings on your annual tune-ups for your AC and furnace. Save on service calls, even save on emergency calls as a member of Collier's Comfort Home Savers Club. You'll even get valuable money-saving offers sent directly to your email. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back. This is Lisa Waterman. I am your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, a weekly broadcast every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 1190 WoWo. I also am the CEO of Waterman Financial Services. And I have an investment advisory firm that's based here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, so I can help you with IRA rollovers and fixed index annuities and variable annuities and stocks and bonds and all sorts of things. But in this show, I'm really trying to help you better understand the financial world around you. And we talk about a lot of things that hopefully impact or can help you in today's show avoid some things that can impact you negatively. Because today I have in the studios Roy Stuckey with the Indiana Police State Police Department, and also a detective in the Financial Crimes Unit housed out of the FBI office here in Fort Wayne. Right before the break, Roy, we were talking about kind of some of the credit card stuff and making purchases, but there's a difference between using a credit card and a debit card, and then there's even some other ways that we can pay. Talk a little bit about some of the scams, and we've just mentioned a few, but talk about how to avoid kind of being a victim in that regard.
Yeah, some of the, when you make a purchase online, if you use your credit card, you're protected. Those credit card companies offer protections against fraud and theft.
Actually, maximum outlay is $50 is my understanding in the credit card law. But debit card's a whole different story, right?
Debit cards, yes. Debit cards can be used as a credit card, but once they obtain that number and maybe a PIN number, then that's coming directly out of your account, which can cause some pretty serious damage when that happens. Now, your banks, your financial institutions work with you to repair a lot of that damage. But on the short term, that can be cause a lot of problems, especially if you have some bill pays set up and automatic deductions and things like that. When they start getting into your debit account, then that really affects a whole lot of things.
Yeah, money can be gone in a quick minute and you didn't even go shopping.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody's enjoying the spoils of...
But you were talking about, and something that I have not yet set up on my own phone, but maybe after this show I will, is some of the different payment systems available on your phone.
It just is a point-to-point purchase. You'll see them in most of the convenience stores or some of the gas station pumps and things like that, is the scan to pay, where you load your credit card information into your cell phone device and pay that way, just simply by holding your phone up to one of those pay devices. That information is encrypted, so you don't have to worry about entering anything into a pump or anything like that, to where maybe if there was a skimming device installed where somebody could actually get your information.
You know, you just made me think of something too, that a lot of people don't take enough time to lock their phone.
Yes.
So if you do anything like that, make sure you lock your phone.
You need to have your phones locked. You need to have the PIN codes on there. Don't leave your phones laying around wide open. You are inviting a whole lot of trouble. A phone is basically a computer. All your information is stored on your phone. People know how to extract that information. You have to be very careful. And in fact, there's more personal information on your phone probably than your home computer these days.
Well, and two, we use our phones so much. So a very, very important thing, and it's really easy to do. And ask a young person. If you don't know how to lock up your phone, ask a young person. They can help you. Because if somebody finds your phone, if it's locked, I think I've seen some like TV shows that if it's locked, a person trying to steal it will just throw it in the trash. It's just too difficult to unlock.
Absolutely. They don't want to waste time, because to them, time is money.
Yeah.
So they want easy access, and they need to use your information as fast as they can, because it'll get shut down. And financial institutions are pretty good at that. Once you notify them that your information has been lost, they will shut down a lot of your stuff. So it makes it very difficult for the criminals to act.
And I think that's an important thing too, is if your phone is stolen, if your wallet is stolen, immediately call your bank. And you can find their number very quickly, but call the bank and identify who you are. They can get you in touch with the right people to shut down your accounts very quickly.
Very quickly. And that would be my first call, is get that stuff, get your credit cards reported as lost or stolen, and just get them turned off. It's a big hassle, but it saves you a lot of running around in the end.
Such protection. And then two, with your phone, get that code in there. And then the PayPal, or as another service outside of your phone, but it's, tell us about the PayPal, because that's another protection.
These third-party services that when you pay online, you know, it offers you another level of protection. You're not actually sending your information to the vendor. So if you are a little worried about what website you're using, or just want to protect your information in general, just use one of those third-party services, and they offer several layers of protection, and they also offer protection against fraud.
And it actually makes it really easy to pay too. If you're You know, I've gone on eBay and different times to say, do you have a PayPal account? Or Craigslist, sometimes PayPal can be used for almost all of those, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it gives you that extra layer of protection because they're keeping your credit card information safe.
Correct. They're not transmitting your information, your credit card number. They are actually paying it through their site.
Very good. So when we're talking about these various scams, and you're listening to Roy Stuckey with the Indiana State Police Department and out of the local FBI office dealing with financial crimes, a lot of people don't realize that this is big, big business for the organized crime unit, which is still active and well in the United States, eh?
Absolutely. These are individuals who have put in a lot of time and a lot of work to figure out a way to steal your money.
Mm. It's just incredible to me. I never made that connection until you've been a guest on this program. I just thought, and isn't it a lot of them Eastern Bloc countries and stuff?
Yes, most of them, that money ends up out of this country, but they do need to use some people in this country to get that money out of there, either knowingly or unknowingly. You may be used to transmit that money.
Wow. Well, with the various scams, the skimming devices are really big. That's a new one for me in kind of wrapping up this segment here. The skimming devices, so big deal is, even if nobody's around, use your hand, one of your hands, to protect in your key input.
Yes, absolutely.
At an ATM or a gas station.
Protect your PIN number.
A big deal, too, is the IRS will not call you. Is that right?
Correct. They will not call you.
The IRS will not call you. And if you think that you are possibly needing to get arrested, if somebody calls you, that's another one.
Yes, you just hang up.
Just hang up. And then if you think it's possible, call your police department.
Call your local police department. They can help you out.
Great. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a short break here in a couple minutes. We will be right back as we talk about a couple other scams that are out there that you probably need to be aware of. And remember, what we're trying to do is to give you information ahead of time, so when it happens to you, you recognize it. Because as Roy just said, do a quick hang up on the phone if they call you. This is Lisa Waterman. I am your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa. And we will be right back.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back. This is Lisa Waterman. I'm your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa, a weekly broadcast here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., right here on News Talk 1190 WoWo. Today in this show, we've been talking to Roy Stuckey with the Indiana State Police Department, and he is a financial crimes expert. And I'll tell you what, folks, there's lots of them out there. So what we've just been talking about is how to protect yourself on a lot of these different scams and giving you some real world advice, but there's still more. Roy was just talking about the lottery. Who doesn't like to win the lottery? And in fact, boy, we've seen some phenomenal amounts and everybody wants to be a winner. But tell us how the lottery scam works.
Right? You usually receive something in the mail advising you that you've won some sort of a lottery prize somewhere. It could also be an email. The prince in another country needs to get money to the U.S. We'll ask you to send him money so he can get his money over here through customs and things of that sort. But the mailings are usually pretty good. They look like a legitimate lottery. Publishers Clearing House is a common one. Yeah. Where you'll receive a professional mailing telling you you've won some money, but they will ask you for money. So they will either have you wire money or send cash. If anybody asks you to send cash back in the mail, it's a fraud. You did not win the lottery. So you just need to know that that's a scam right off the bat. A lot of these, they'll ask you to put cash inside of a magazine and put it in an envelope and send it to an address to, you know, another state. And then, you know, things like that. If anybody's asking you to put cash in the mail, it's a scam.
Wow. That's one I've never heard of. And you have said this in some of our past dealings, Roy, about talk to your elderly parents, because that's something they can think. I remember years ago, one of my elderly friends, she'd say, "Oh, Lisa, come here. I think I've won the lottery." And it would be the Publisher's Clearinghouse where it would say, "You may, if you have the right number, you may have won." So they entice you that way, and it's a legit kind of thing. But unknowingly, people are thinking that they're kind of like have to pay a processing fee. Sometimes they say that,
right.
You know, you got to pay $100 for processing to win this $1,000.
Yes.
And the scams can get pretty elaborate. It can go on for a while, right?
Yes. And if you are, if you have elderly parents, just monitor their mail. See what they're getting in their mail every day. If you've fallen victim to one of these crimes, your information is sold to the next scammer. So if you answer the phone and talk to somebody on the telephone, they sell your information, your phone number to the other scammer.
Goodness.
So they know you're going to be inundated with phone calls because they know that there's somebody that'll answer the phone on the other line. In today's age, a lot of people have cell phones and they have their contacts entered into their cell phone numbers. My suggestion is if you don't know the phone number, don't answer it. Set up your voicemail. If it's somebody legitimate, they'll leave you a voicemail. If it's a scammer, if you don't answer it, they don't want to waste their time with you.
And that is such a key. That is a huge, huge thing to tell elderly folks or whatever. Just let it go to voicemail. That if it's somebody legit, they'll ask for you to call them back and then just pick up that phone after it's made the voicemail connection and then call them back. In today's phones, we can typically identify. And if it says unknown, or mine often says like Indianapolis, Indiana, or, you know, Redmond, Washington, I don't know anybody in those areas, so I just don't answer it. So that's a huge thing. I never knew about the list being sold to other scammers. So this dark web really exists.
Yes, it's out there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and
boy.
So you'll notice if you've had a loved one that's possibly fallen victim to one of these type scams, their mail will start upticking tremendously. They'll receive a lot of things in the mail or phone calls. I mean, the phone will just ring endlessly. To where the point where maybe you might have to change a phone number.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it'll just, you won't be able to get anything done because your phone will just constantly ring.
Wow. Well, one of the emails that I've regularly received, and I'll find them in my junk folder, is the one that says, please be kind and help me. I have fallen ill, but my husband had left me significant amounts of money and I am in Nigeria and I need help to distribute this money. I know you're a kind person. And so on. Where do those fall in the scam thing? And what are they trying to get?
Yeah, they just want your information or they want you to send them money. Those you need to really be careful of. And they're pretty easy to spot by the grammar that they use. They try to look legitimate. But if you read really close and pay attention, you should be able to spot those pretty quick.
Why?
Just again, hit the delete button.
Yeah, just delete. And when you read them, it can certainly seem legit, folks. So that's what the best thing. If you don't know these names, just delete the message. If, you know, it may come back again, but better not to become emotionally involved with it. That's what they're always trying. We've seen scams with the military. We're a very patriotic country. We completely support our military. And there's scams with that, like somebody trying to buy something and...
Yes, or a soldier trying to get his way home, or said he's, you know, on leave and has gotten in trouble in a foreign land and needs, money to help himself out, or he's come into some money and needs to get it back to the States, and all you have to do is pay some customs fees or something along those lines. I'd be very wary of those, and that's pretty much a scam.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Roy. This has really been a pleasure and very entertaining, too. And I think, though, the biggest thing, folks, is realize that This is big, big, big business. Effectively, they are scamming billions. Is it billions of dollars from us?
Oh, easily, yes.
Yeah. And you never realize that it's happened to you until it's too late. So best to be vigilant before you start. If you don't recognize the phone number, don't answer the phone. If you'll find out people are asking you for information, they don't have any of it. So oftentimes I will, if somebody calls me and wants something, I'll say, well, you called me, so what is my account number? That sort of thing. Protect yourself. And if you need to be rude, then be rude, because at the end of the day, it's your financial information and money and data that they want. So again, easiest thing to do if you become a victim is, and you said it earlier, Roy,
hang up. Or if you are a victim, you need to call your local police department.
Call your local police department and tell them what happened. This is Lisa Waterman with Financially Speaking with Lisa. And as you know, I hope, we broadcast every Saturday morning here at 10 a.m. And I try to bring you data and information that's relevant to you. And talking about scams, it can blindside you very quickly. So we've had several shows associated with various segments of scamming. Please review podcast on the on-demand section at wowo.com for more information. And we've got a lot of different shows out there that are available. I ask you always, exercise your mind, exercise your body, because both of those are gifts you give yourself. See you next week.
Roy Stuckey, appearing on the Financially Speaking with Lisa show, is not affiliated with Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Wobo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on Wobo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.